Hi guys, how you doing? Hope you're having a good weekend. This is Richard Sachs on Lost Arts Radio Live, and wherever you are in the world, thanks for joining us. I guess you could tell if you saw the title of today's broadcast that it's about some of the insanity going on in the world, and I'm really not that. How can I explain this? It's not that I'm not interested. It's just that this is so dumb and so beyond science fiction, what's going on in the world right now, a lot of it, that my personal preference is to be off hiking in the forest somewhere. And I don't think the political thing is any fun, and just arguing about all these ideas and nobody everybody trying to prove the other one's wrong, that doesn't really attract me very much. But I feel like I want to say some things about what's going on because of the complete insanity that's being pushed by the media, all the corporate media, and a lot of the people in the political arena and stuff. And I want to give some responses and commentary on that. But and you'll see why I'm saying this next thing, that go to lostartsradio.com, get on our mailing list, because unless the president and the Congress actually do something to stop the censorship, it's accelerating. And I'm not going to be able to help myself much in today's broadcast. I have to say some things that are not okay to say. And in fact, the range of things that's okay to talk about is shrinking. And New York City just passed a law. I think they passed it, or they're about to pass it, where you can't say illegal alien anymore, because that might hurt somebody's feelings because they're an illegal alien. And that's not fair to them, because otherwise they'd, I don't know, feel bad or something like that. It's really weird. So it's not just like you get a warning, and if you say the wrong word in New York City, they say, well, make sure you don't say it again or something. No, it's $250,000 fine per offense. And it's if it's going to offend anybody or make them feel uncomfortable or anything like that, then you're guilty and you have to pay. And that's going to, unless you're really far up on the economic spectrum, it's going to take you a while to pay the 250, especially if you've got multiple offenses. So that's where free speech is going right now, and the president and Congress are doing nothing about it, either party. And it's I mean, nothing visible anyway, although the president says he's going to. And it's a problem in other countries too, in Europe for sure, and in New Zealand and Australia. Many other parts of the world, it's already way past that, and they'll just shoot you, if you're not politically acceptable. But the big drama that I wanted to talk about today, because it's fairly new this week in the US, is, and it's significant not just for the United States, excuse me, but for the rest of the world, for the world in general, because one of the reasons that what happens in the US is significant for everywhere in the world is because I don't know of any other country really that was, at least in theory, started on the basis of protecting individual freedom, the right to live however you want, as long as you don't go take away the rights of other people. And it was a structure set up as a constitutional republic, not a democracy. They made that very clear. When people say our democracy in America, they either don't, they're not uneducated, they don't realize it's not a democracy and it's not supposed to be, or they're saying that intentionally to take the attention away from what it actually is. And it's supposed to be an example to every place in the world that countries are, political creations that are supposed to exist just to protect the rights of the people who live in that country. That's it. No other rights for the government. Everything they do has to be to protect individual freedom, and the borders, that's indirectly protecting individual freedom. Because if you have an organization, say the United Nations or some organization like that, with NGOs funding it, mostly from US tax money, but other places too, and flooding your borders with, I guess it's $250,000 fine to say this, but illegal aliens, then that would take away the rights of the people who are in your country, many of whom are legal immigrants anyway, and they would lose their rights. So in the founding documents of the United States, it clarifies that the government is there only to protect your rights and keep you safe from invasion or subversion from internal crazy groups, you know, like the black masked people running around the streets in the U.S. right now trying to get rid of all kinds of freedom in the name of communism, actually, thinking that they're fighting fascism, really, which is really not, I mean, it's stupid on their part because they don't know what they're doing. They're all brainwashed. But on the higher up levels that control them, it's not stupid. It's intentional. It's just plain evil. So what's going on in the U.S. now is that some things got uncovered in dealings in the Ukraine between the former vice president of the U.S. and the former head of Ukraine. And the vice president was saying, look, you've got a prosecutor investigating my son who's making $50,000 a month because of an honorary position on a board in the biggest oil and gas company in Ukraine. And I don't want him investigated. So you remember that $1 billion that the U.S. was going to give you in loan guarantees, basically free foreign aid. You're not going to get the $1 billion if you have that prosecutor go after my son, because that would be very embarrassing, obviously. And he looked at his watch and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. This was all on video. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's documented. It's not good, because if it gets, you know, exposure to the people who are just glued to their TV sets, who know nothing about this and assume it's a crazy conspiracy theory, then it would end up exposing the involvement of Hillary Clinton and Obama and all the other people in the same thing. Because, in fact, Obama's directly implicated, because right on the on the video, Biden says, well, if you don't believe me that you won't get the $1 billion, just call the boss, call the president, which was Obama at the time. This is really hurtful to the deep state to be exposed like that. They really don't like that, and it causes them a lot of stress. So in order to take care of that and take the attention off of it, they accused the current president of doing what they did, because it worked so well with the Russian collusion after, you know, Hillary was involved in Uranium One and the other people along with her, lots of them, who are all still running around free and no consequences at all. All they did with that is, oh, don't want to get caught for, you know, illegal dealings with Russian oligarchs or anybody. So let's accuse the current president of Russian collusion. And they spent 3 years and massive tax money and, you know, thousands of hours of investigation and everything. In the end, it turned out it was all made up and fake, but it succeeded in taking the attention off of the collusion between the Democratic Party and criminal elements in Russia. It was successful. And it was free because tax money paid for the whole thing. It was great. So they thought, well, let's see. Biden's in trouble. It could expose Obama. It does expose Obama, Hillary, and all these other people. Let's just accuse the current president of doing that. We already accused him of the Russian stuff that we did, and it was great and totally successful. It doesn't matter that it ended up being proved to be fake. It was successful, because it wasted 3 years and it took the attention off the real criminals. So they said, proven successful, you know, safe and effective method, so let's do it again. And that's what they're doing. And they've been trying to impeach the current president since the day he was elected. They don't care why. I mean, what excuse they use. They just want him impeached. Why? Now, a lot of people are writing to me in comments saying, oh, the current president, and I'm avoiding using his name if I can, because that's one of the things. You can never say anything good about the current president, because he's not evil enough and you'd get in trouble and get banned. I'm trying to be good and not say his name. So people are writing to me and saying, well, the current president is just as bad as all the others. He's just like all the others. He's evil. He works for, and then fill in the blank. He's doing this for ego. He's doing this to make money, which is totally stupid, because he's lost huge amounts of money by doing this and exposed himself and his family to vicious slander and death threats since day one. That's not something you do because you think it's going to be great for you on the outside. Anyway, that's what they say. And they say, you know, he's absolutely evil because he didn't respect you know, the environmental issues in the U.S. He didn't follow through with his plan with Robert Kennedy to test vaccine safety and all these things he didn't do. And I agree, that's a lot of faults. But the impeachment thing is as fake as the Russia collusion thing. They just feel like now they've got the ability to make it work, like the Russian collusion thing work. And they might get rid of the president too, which is great, because see, here's the reason they hate him so much from day one. They've got thousands and thousands of people analyzing possibilities for the future and individuals and what their character is like. And what I'm talking about, the deep state here and their servants in the Democratic Party. And I'm not partisan at all. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a libertarian. I'm not any party at all. My impression is that as soon as you take on labels like that and just assume that you have to be a member of a party, which might be strategically useful, of course, in some situations if you could improve that party. But my feeling is that identity with any party is a blinder to seeing what's really going on. And I noticed looking at a lot of the Republican Party leaders, they seem really out of it, really brain dead, really just trying to avoid the conviction through blackmail or losing their bribes or the usual stuff. And, you know, really letting the country just fall into ruin. But the Democrat Party has apparently gone 100% evil. And this is amazing. I used to be a Democrat, actually, when I was raised as one as a kid. And I thought that was the party of everybody being nice to each other and compassion and wanting to help people who were working at a job that was honest work and getting along with all the other countries in the world, just being nice and good. I mean, that's what Democrats were about. And it, being liberal was like, liberal is comes from the same word as root as liberty, right? So they believe in freedom for everybody, religious freedom, freedom to do what you want as long as you don't go out to hurt anybody else, to take away their rights. But I found out, of course, later that that's not exactly accurate, that they've been involved in a lot of nefarious things for a very long time. And now, apparently, they've made a decision that it's okay to just put it all out in the open, which is amazing, but it may work. So Pelosi, who's the head of the party in Congress, said we have to start the hearings leading up to the articles of impeachment, which that's what they do in the House, and it accuses somebody like a sitting president of crimes that are so bad they have to throw them out of office. And as far as what the crimes are, it's like they didn't have any Russia collusion crimes. It didn't matter. They just said, this is really terrible. He's an absolute Russian agent, and they threw in some other stuff and said he completely racist and he hates women and he hates immigrants, even though he's married to one, but don't pay any attention to that. And they try to make immigrant equal to illegal alien. And many immigrants have said, that's not true. You know, we went through a lot to come legally, and the others should do that too. That way, if they're criminals or bringing in a deadly disease or they're come and they hate the country and they want to come in to cause trouble, they don't have to be allowed. That's kind of like reasonable, right? It doesn't mean you hate immigrants. That's ridiculous. But that's what is being pushed by the media, which is, and the media in America, the corporate media. I told you to go to lostartsradio.com and get on the mailing list, okay? I wasn't kidding. Do it before you forget, because I don't know how long we'll be here. I hope for a while we're going to try to stay on the major platforms, but I have to tell you the truth. And there's a transcript which the president just released and said, unclassified. Nobody is supposed to be in on his private talks with another country's leader. That's like normal. That's not collusion. That's what you're supposed to do if you're the president or the vice president or ambassadors and things like that. That's not illegal. That's not criminal. It's not evil or anything like that. It's normal, but the media and the Democratic Party are in on saying, oh, we talked to this other leader, he has to be impeached. And that's private, right? Now, if it's not private, they can't really negotiate because everybody's listening. They have to be able to speak freely and privately. So they did. And there was a recording and a transcript of everything they said. And it's classified. It was classified. Now it's not, because the president just released it. It says, you think I did something bad in that conversation? Here, read it. Everything they said is there. And there's nothing like what the Democrats say at all. It's not even close, which the average person would just say, what? They wouldn't just lie and make it up, would they? Yeah, that's exactly what they did. That's what the corporate media does all the time now. And it's like the dictator in Germany in the 1930s and early 40s, whom you may have heard of, I'm not going to mention that name either, said, if you're going to lie to the people, here's the thing. If you want it to work, make sure it's a really big lie. Because if it's minor, they'll find the details of where it's wrong. If it's huge and ridiculous, they'll just, most people will assume, well, this official leader would never do that. I mean, that's, unthinkable. So it must be true. So the media does that now in America and other parts of the world all the time. And most people still don't know. I mean, people very close to me have said, those nice people who get jobs at the media and the television or newspaper reporters and stuff, they're nice people. I know some of them. They wouldn't just be dishonest. No, but they don't get to say what they want when they take that job. They get to say what they're told to say. And if they're in a really visible position, they get to read off a teleprompter. So it's up to who writes what goes in the teleprompters. And if you want your job, not only do you do that, you have the right facial expression, you have the right tone of voice, you kind of look compassionate but condescending, and like you're really trying to explain things to the peasants, and you really care about what happens to the country and the world, stuff like that. That's what gets the big money, not saying what you actually believe. So most of them just go along with it and believe it, and they get a really good job doing that. Most of the good jobs these days are in aspects of destroying the world in some way, but that's another subject. So the impeachment is for something, in this case, that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist at all, and they don't care. They know that. In fact, when Pelosi brought it up, in the House, she said, well, no, I haven't read the transcript, but that doesn't matter because if that turns out to not be anything, we have lots of other things we can use instead. She actually said that. Incredible. I mean, she said it with the right tone of voice and authority, like it was nothing unusual. And most of the Democrats, if they're really brainwashed, they'd say, well, of course it doesn't matter if that's not bad. We're sure he did so many other things. He told 257,318 lies in the last so many months, and they've kept track of them. And, you know, one of the big lies I read about is that he had this get-together where they served hamburgers and stuff, and he said, we have hamburgers. This is great. Terrific, he always says. We have hamburgers stacked up to a mile high. And the fact checker said, he did not have hamburgers stacked up a mile high. They would have only been 130 yards or whatever it was if they stacked them up before they got eaten. And that was a complete lie. That's the kind of lies they keep track of. And the kind of lies that they're doing are of the more serious kind. And one of them is the whole basis for this impeachment that is going to affect the whole world in some way. So Pelosi, based on a transcript that she said she hadn't read, started hearings in six committees in the House of Representatives, and they're all getting ready. The goal is for the impeachment to be, the charges be ready by Thanksgiving, which is about the end of November, and the conviction in the Senate, where they're going to have to use mob tactics and pressure some of the weaker Republicans to go along with it, which they could. You know, threats of blackmail or all kinds of stuff work really well. And they want the conviction by Christmas as a Christmas present for America and the world to get rid of this person that they've demonized since he started running for office. And the reason they demonized him is interesting. It's really not because of his policies, because this demonization and slander and lies started when he first started running. It was because what they analyzed about his character. And these people writing to me and saying, he's such a terrible person, you know, it's all fake and all this. If he was that bad, as those people are saying, the media would love him. I'm not saying that lightly. It's really true. They'd have him on the cover of Time or some other big magazine with a halo around his head like they did with Obama. The reason they put a halo around the head of Obama and him kind of serenely staring up, I guess, at the stars or whatever he was staring up at, they would do that if the current president was a total sellout and evil and hated everybody. That would be perfect. But unfortunately, and they're really upset about it, that he's not. He's totally not racist. He has bought golf and country clubs where they were excluding blacks and Jews, bought them so that he could let blacks and Jews in. I mean, that's the kind of racist he is. And he has tons of people from all different backgrounds working for him. 99% or something say that he's a great boss, which if you've ever been a boss, that's usually not the percentage that love you. So it's completely opposite of what's been told on TV from the beginning. Now, the charges that he made offered some kind of a reward for illegal activity in the Ukraine was, they say it was brought by a whistleblower because they know people like whistleblowers in general. It wasn't a whistleblower. That was a complete lie. It was a CIA informant who, or a CIA member who was in the White House, who hated the president, who said he never saw the transcript of any discussion, obviously wasn't there for the discussion. He got third-hand information that it was bad, and that was the whistle. It was complete nonsense. But it doesn't matter, because they just assume that they're going ahead with it, and that's all they need, and they've establish this basis of knowing that the president is a terrible person. And a lot of people have just swallowed that. And it's so easy to either say, oh, the president is a demonic, you know, misogynist and immigrant hater and racist and all these things. Or if you're a devoted Republican, to say, oh, the president is perfect, you know, he has never done anything but great stuff. Or, you know, if the Q people are saying that he's going to turn out to be the savior or something. All of that is really shallow. Okay, sorry about that, you guys. Do you remember the last thing that I was saying, Doug? Okay, so I you know, I'm sorry if there's a gap. We got cut off from the air for 20 seconds here. The transcript was released of what the president actually said with the Ukrainian leader in the conversation in question. The whistleblower never saw it. Maybe he has now, but he didn't see it when he made the accusation. So he knew nothing about it. He wasn't present at the conversation, obviously. And he just had basically third-hand information, and he made up the charges. But that doesn't matter. They're just going to go ahead with him anyway. And some of the other high-level Democrats are getting in on the same thing, such as Adam Schiff, a really interesting character who, right in the hearings that they were having, gave quotes that were just made up from a fake document that doesn't exist. And then people asked him about it, said, did you read the document? It's completely different than what you read. And he said, oh, well, everybody knows what I said was just a parody, which they didn't know because he didn't say that. And he gets away with that, of course. So as they get this thing rolling, they're going to need to employ mafia tactics to pressure, especially Republicans in the Senate. And the reason, of course, as we said, that it's a big rush now is Biden's actually on video. He doesn't have no investigation has to be done to see if he said these things that were criminal in Ukraine, to leave his son alone and fire the prosecutor, or you don't get $1 billion. And Obama backed him up. And that's all, you know, that is beyond impeachable offense. That's really serious. So in order to cover that up, it's important to impeach at any cost right now. And the question is, how did the Democrats just get into complete evil? I used to be one, remember, and I thought they were liberal, which is supposed to mean liberty. Now liberal means insane, apparently. Progressive, even more insane. And I'll give you examples of why I say that. I mean, liberal is supposed to be about freedom and compassion and protecting American ideals and the rights of individuals to live however they want, free speech, the right to protect yourself, self-defense, Second Amendment, all the other amendments, rights against unreasonable search and seizure, all the different things like that. And look at the agenda that they're serving now. And this is not a partisan discussion, because I'm not partisan. A lot of the Republicans are very criminal. But they're not as openly evil as these Democrats. I don't know what happened, but they got compromised, to say the least. They don't believe in borders of countries, and they don't believe in being protected. I've talked to many of the people in different leadership positions in the Democrat Party, and they believe you have to be compassionate and welcome everybody into your country, because even if there's millions of them, they're just asylum seekers. They're all just mothers and little kids, and they just love America, and they're going to really help your country. Anybody that believes that is completely insane, or at least brainwashed. But I guess the people at the party levels just believe whatever the policy of the party is, Republican or Democrat, and I'll give Republican examples too, because there's plenty of those. But if you're not hypnotized into a party, or just eyes glazed, staring and absorbing what you hear on the TV or NPR or any of these, you know, totally criminal outlets of fake news, the idea is that if this is not really hard to understand, if you don't have a secure border that people can't just come in, you know, and if it takes a wall, then whatever it takes, you have to secure it. It's in America, it's actually the duty of the president to immediately do that. And the Democrats are trying to block that. This is really a strange situation. If you don't have borders, you can't have a country, which is the whole point. Because if your actual agenda is globalism, which is getting rid of sovereign countries, except maybe in name, you could still have them, but they'd all be ruled from a central tyranny. That's globalism. It's not what's good for the world, as the president said earlier on, that he was wrong. It's good for the global elite, and that's all. It's not good for the whole world. He was really mistaken on that. So they want no borders. They have no respect for life. Things that they call women's rights are completely not women's rights. They're violating the rights of somebody else, which the woman is supposed to, and the man who fathered the child is supposed to be protecting with their life, not killing. I mean, that's not really hard to understand. It's a different person. And I have reasons that I know that's true, and we can go into them some other time. They believe in disarming the population, and that's going to make it safe. It's going to stop violence and crime and everything. If they believe that, well, I guess the masses of the party believe it, and they're just not very intelligent, or their intelligence is sleeping, because there are so many examples where the population is disarmed, violent crime goes way up. It gets horrible. Even if they can't get guns, they'll do it with knives because they know you're defenseless. It's really a dumb idea, and it's something that the founders of America did have correct. And they said in America, it must never be infringed, period. Can't be infringed, that's it. You can't pass emergency laws about it or anything. It's just not the way to do it. And so somebody might legitimately ask, well, wait a minute, if there's a lot of violent crime happening, shouldn't you make it illegal? Well, the violent crime's already illegal. That didn't stop it. And I mean, I don't want to bore people, but I've used this example many times of this cartoon. I guess it was a meme or something, but this old lady's sleeping in bed, and there's these Z's overhead, you know, that say that she's sleeping. And this criminal with stripes, horizontal stripes on a white uniform, I guess he just broke out of jail like the bad guys in the Popeye cartoons a long time ago. And he's getting in there, he's going to hit her over the head and take her purse and everything. And she just turns over a little bit and holds up a sign that she wrote. It said, "Gun-free zone." And the criminal goes, "Rats." He's completely disheartened. And he knows he has to sneak out and not do the crime. So if we're not totally brain dead, which I hope we're not yet, then we understand what that means. Making crime illegal when it's already illegal doesn't stop it. The only thing that it does is it makes self-defense next to impossible. And even if you don't, like in places where it's gotten really bad, like in London, people are getting arrested for trying to defend themselves against home invaders. I mean, even with whatever they're not allowed to have a firearm. So they try to pick up a knife or something and they go to prison for that. And the invader can sue them and win. That's where it's going. So the question is, why is it going that way? You know, is it just because everybody's dumb? No, it's not. It's because that's a step on the way to total control of the population. If in the founding documents of America, it makes clear that the population has the responsibility. They are the boss of the government, not vice versa. And if the government stops serving them, then it has to be removed and replaced. And if the government has what the United Nations calls a legitimate power monopoly over the people, then forget it. You're never replacing any of it. You know, if the government, let's see, I forget who said this. It was some famous person, but if the people fear the government, then there's tyranny, which is what most of us live under now. And it's tightening quickly. If the government fears the people, then there's freedom. And we've been brainwashed by our television and by the media to think that we're not trustable with freedom. And the Democratic Party puts this out in their policies. The government has to control us for our own good. And why doesn't everybody just appreciate that and thank them? That's why they're taking away our self-defense, is for our own safety. It's completely insane, but it's very calculated. What else? What other agenda are they serving? Well, total debt slavery to the Federal Reserve and China, as example in the Green New Deal, as exemplified, I guess, is the right way to say it. Massive debt being not a problem. They say, well, it's our World War II. Who cares about borrowing money that we can never pay back? We'll just raise all the taxes and it's going to be great. That's really dumb if we believe that. And they want special protected classes by race and sexual preference and stuff like that. You don't need protective classes. You just need to enforce the current protections for everybody equally. They want to cover up religious terrorism because the chaos that's being caused by it is helpful to them. And it's going to make everybody beg for tyrannical control to make them safe. They want forced deadly medical treatments. You may have heard a term called safe and effective. I try to avoid using the V word, but the example is in California, Bills 277 and 276 recently. We've had guests on the Sunday show about that. And very serious encroachment on the absolute doctrine and rule of informed consent, which the Democratic Party doesn't believe in, and a lot of Republicans don't believe in it either, where the U.S. and other countries are signatories to what's called the Geneva Convention that was signed after World War II to prevent a recurrence of what happened with the medical experiments on people and that sort of thing. And what came out of it is this doctrine that we all agreed to, which is you can't do any treatment on somebody's body of any kind. I mean, if they commit a crime, you can put them in jail, of course, but you can't do medical things to them without their informed consent, not just their consent, which could be obtained by tricking them about what it is and say, oh, this is safe and effective. That's not informed consent when what you're talking about is not safe and effective. And I think you know what I'm talking about. That violates informed consent, and they just figure, well, what are you going to do about it? Who cares if it violates that? They're in favor of complete government-enforced health care from a single source, and that means the government agency gets to decide what is health care. That's a suicidal mistake. Are we that dumb to believe in that? Healthcare is going to be completely open to doing it however you want to do for your own body, not the authorities telling you what to do and stealing your kids, you know, if you don't do it for them. They're in favor of destroying freedom of speech with fake slander like is happening, you know, with the current presidential situation, and universal basic income, which is total enslavement. We got to be smarter than that. Nobody should be in favor of universal basic income if they have any brain cells left at all, because there's this other little part where, yeah, you can have your $1,000 a month or whatever to survive on. Just sign this contract. And then if you don't obey, your universal basic income is cut off once you become dependent on it to eat or survive. It's not a good plan. The media is involved in worship of mass murdering dictators like Mao, and the Democrats have openly called for re-education camps of people that don't go along with what they want, and terrorizing or killing the opposing party. Maxine Waters made a big point of that, and the media saying that the shooting of Scalise and the attempted murder of the other people at the baseball game was fine, really reasonable. The guy was just upset, so it's okay. They support sanctuary cities and states, and they're turning these cities into something really hideous right now. You know, with rats and disease and people living all over the street. It's not good. So why did that party become so totally evil? And I've got to speed up a little bit because I got way more to cover than I have time for. You know, it's a really good question why so many people in that party and some in other parties have become obviously insane, you know, like mental patients. And I think I've heard a lot of theories about it. Mike, whom I can't mention his last name because he's banned from everywhere, thinks that it may be possession. I think that's possible, but I also know that because of the testimony of real whistleblowers, not this guy who made up the story about the president, but people who work in what they call private security firms that are actually involved in developing microwave frequencies, microwave weapons to use against the population of America and other places. And they've come out and said, this one in particular that I'm thinking of, before he was totally destroyed by the deep state, he said, look, what we're doing. By World War II, they had developed frequency weapons that could make you into a murderer or kill yourself or whatever they wanted you to do, and you wouldn't even be able to do anything about it. Now they're doing experiments decades later about how to control millions of people at one time through frequencies, and I think they're doing it. And I think their followers seem to be completely controlled, especially the mobs running around the streets. Can they be healed? People who are pushing all these insane things and don't know what they're doing. It's not easy if they don't want to be healed. You can't do it by logical discussions or anything like that, because part of their programming is to be super upset all the time. And if anything that they believe is challenged, they just about can't talk. I mean, they just run around screaming or something like that. We've seen lots of examples. So regular discussion is not going to work. And many of the Republican leaders seem affected too. But for them, for some reason, they become really dull, like they don't understand with the censorship thing. They don't understand how the internet works. They're just really out of it. And you can tell their attention's not there. They're probably worried about the blackmail that's being held over their head and the bribes they're dependent on, things like that. But the Democrat Party in America, their main platform and focus for 3 years, hate and remove or kill Trump. Total hate, right? And outwardly they say they're against hate. That's why they hate everybody. Directed from higher levels, I'm sure. Not really intelligent at the lower party levels, but up higher they are. And the reason they want this impeachment now is not because the president's bad. If he was bad, they'd love him because of the nature of the corrupt power structure. But the media in the U.S. is under the same control as the bosses who control the Democratic Party and a lot of the Republicans. And they make up stories from scratch, like the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, babies being thrown out of incubators, the threat to the world from Gaddafi, who had to be destroyed. And that's why Obama and Hillary had to illegally and immorally destroy that country. The myth of safe and effective, that the current president and other people who disagree with them are all racist, that there's just racists everywhere, you know, ruining America, and they're trying to rev up a race war, basically. Now, it's not politically correct to be against people of dark skin, so no problem. They're just against people of light skin, especially males. Those are the really evil ones. And so I've tried to be outside getting as tan as possible, so I'm not a light-skinned male, but it doesn't work that well. They're pushing this guilt for climate change on everybody, and that the Republicans are all evil and should be hunted down and harassed or killed, and that mutilating your body to change your gender is normal and should be a super protected class. I mean, this is the border wall is racist, cover up, as I said, of religious terrorism, and they've been involved in this stuff all the time, the media and the Democratic Party, with the Republicans doing nothing to stop it. And the brainwashed TV viewers believe it all, apparently. And they're really angry about it, too, because all these conspiracy theorists disagree with them, and something has to be done to them. So why do they hate the current president so much? Or their bosses do, and tell them to hate him also. He has a lot of mistakes and a lot of ignorance. He's far from a ideal person. You know, he has this, but he's a great man in one important sense. And you're not supposed to ever realize or acknowledge this, according to the media and the Democratic Party, and that's that his intention is to help his country. And I haven't seen that in a president, Republican or Democrat, since John Kennedy. John Kennedy had a lot of faults, too. You may not remember, but, you know, old people like me do remember. He was cheated on his wife all the time. He was a heavy chain smoker. I don't know what other drugs. He had Addison's disease, I think. And he had a lot of flaws. But he was clearly, in what I could see, really wanted to help America and, by example, the rest of the world. Hey, that's exactly what the current president is trying to do. You know, so their flaws are not the issue, because those can be corrected to some extent. But their attitude, that's unacceptable to the real rulers that called the deep state. In fact, Kennedy, before he was killed, warned against this, what he called monolithic conspiracy worldwide that was out to enforce global tyranny and control everything. He said there were great danger to everybody. The current president took the job of president, had great personal sacrifice. You know, there's still people out there saying he did it to make money. That's really dumb. He lost massive amounts of money. All his businesses are attacked. A lot of the people who work for him are attacked, tried to be forced into testifying against him and make up stuff for money. His family's under threat all the time. The slander goes on nonstop, but he felt like he had to do it, and he's doing it to help his country, and that's what's unacceptable. That's why they want him dead, and they allowed on mainstream media this lady holding up the president's cut off head with blood all over it. Remember that? And I'll remember her name in a minute. Very famous scene, and they don't do that unless they really want him dead, and he's an enemy of the power structure. He's obviously not serving the deep state rulers. It's very, very obvious. You guys who say he's just like all the rest, you have to drop the anger and the, you know, really upset energy of this whole thing and just calmly look at it. He killed TPP, even if that's the only thing he had done. That was unacceptable to the power structure. He pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, which is a complete fraud, which a lot of the so-called progressive people don't understand. That was horrible. It was really a good service that he pulled out, and that made the the rulers and the media very mad at him, said he doesn't care about the environment and all this stuff. He said he'll never sign the UN Small Arms Treaty. That's wonderful. And people in America, a lot of them don't understand anymore because they've been taught so much garbage and forget about their own history and the significance of it. Without the ability and the right to keep and bear arms and defend yourself, common criminals can prey on you, and places that are called gun-free zones are the worst for violent crime. Cities like Chicago and other places where it's almost impossible to get firearms are the most violent crime. Countries like Mexico or other examples, almost impossible to legally get guns there. And the armed cartels have plenty of guns, and they just terrorize everybody. They control the government. The current president actually questioned vaccine safety, which you can never do. Okay, and he doesn't care about party. He said Robert Kennedy is the best person to investigate it, which is probably true. Robert Kennedy is doing some great work now, much better than he was doing a couple of years ago, in my opinion, when he was blaming everything on mercury. Now he understands a bigger picture, I think, and the current president is finally talking about big tech censorship, which you're not supposed to do. The Democrats are totally in favor of it. He's bringing massive amounts of companies and jobs back, and employment of so-called minorities, the blacks and Hispanics and other groups, are at the highest level that they've ever been in America. He's even resisting the criminal Federal Reserve, calling out religious terrorism, openly pro-life, which they say means he's a misogynist. Totally insane, but the first president that I know of who's brave enough to talk about that as something it really is. He's completely not racist, which he's been called from day one, not homophobic. He's got all kinds of people working for him that say he's a great boss. He wants a border wall, deportation of violent illegal aliens, which you're not, that's 500,000 now for this show, and encourages every country to become great, not just the U.S., that they tried to make that into a crime too and say, oh, well, he's a nationalist. That means he hates all the other countries. No, that's not what it means. The dictator in Germany in World War II was a complete maniac. I've read his writings, and he was a complete racist. He was a real racist, not a fake one, and believed that Germany should take over the whole world because they needed room to expand their population and they were better than everybody else. The current president is not like that at all. He's saying, in fact, he just gave a great UN speech he wants to make America first and America great. And he says every other country should do exactly the same thing. And then they should all cooperate bilaterally in each case and not under the control of some global tyranny. Absolutely against globalism, which is also unacceptable to the bosses. Great UN speech. I've got 9 minutes left. Self-rule versus tyrants. He explains all of that and said that U.S. is based on liberty and independence. Every country, he said, should honor their history and their culture and their heritage. And he said, if you want freedom, take pride in your country, not just America, all countries. Okay, so what they made up in the media about that is completely false. He said, if you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. Obviously, if you don't have sovereignty, if you're under some supranational control group, whatever it's called, then you don't have any democracy. You're a slave. He said, if you want peace, love your nation. And that's true. Love your nation doesn't mean go out and kill the other nations. It means be an example. Be as great as you can, because being a great country doesn't mean killing the other countries. It means be a great place to live that protects freedom, all the individual rights, which in the founding documents they clarify come from God, not from the government, and they can't ever be taken away no matter what country you live in. And he said wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. Obviously, we're supposed to think that that's racist or xenophobic or something. It's not. It's the basis of worldwide freedom. He says the future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots, to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor differences that make each country special and unique. How evil is that? I mean, that's beautiful. If we did that, it would be a really good place to live in any country instead of the situations that we have now. He said the U.S. program of national renewal is proceeding. Lowest employment, lower taxes and regulations. I'm just going through the high points of this speech to the UN, which should make it obvious why they want him dead. New bilateral trade deals, a lot of information about China and what they hope will happen with that. U.S. lost 60,000 factories once China joined the WTO. That's a big problem. Any country that doesn't have any self-sufficiency has no national security, and that's a big downfall of globalism. I got to go quickly through this. Talked about Iran. I think he's wrong that Iran is the biggest sponsor of global terrorism. The U.S. deep state is the biggest sponsor of global terrorism, as far as I can see at the moment. That needs to be fixed. He called out mass illegal immigration. I guess he owes $250,000 now too, because I think he is in New York, or was at one point. He talked about the NGOs that promote the crime of human trafficking, and that the illegal immigrants are actually victims in a lot of cases, which is completely true. He talked about what's wrong with socialism and communism, which are responsible for millions and millions of deaths. And he said America will never be a socialist country, which is great. The people that fall for socialism are not educated into what it really is, and they don't know history. The dictator of Germany was a socialist, and there's a lot of other examples. Maduro in Venezuela and other ones like that. He talked about social media censorship and said he's going to do something about it. He said it's working for worldwide decriminalization of homosexuality and other sexual preference, which is, I think, really good. He called out the UN for wanting to make a rule for the whole world that everybody had access to a so-called abortion up to birth, now after birth in some states in America, and said that that was unacceptable. Said that the UN, America will never ratify the UN Arms Treaty, which is great. A lot of people have told me he's evil, but, you know, that's shallow thinking. And I talked about JFK's faults. Same thing. Don't have to be perfect to be a great person based on motivation. And but if he survives the coup attempt, he needs to do some things and fill in areas where he's really been lacking. He has to build the wall, which was his duty at the southern border of the U.S., and he should immediately take military funds and do that, just like they take funds to build illegally things in Syria or places where the U.S. has no business being. He needs to go back and question safe and effective with RFK and expose that whole thing. Stop tech censorship completely, or the country is finished, basically. I'm going to talk really fast now because I don't want you to miss any of these points. Help the farmers and the companies that supply them transition totally away from chemical fertilizers. Here's where a lot of Republicans think I'm insane, because the chemical fertilizers and GMOs are wonderful. And no, they're not wonderful. They're horrible. They're suicidal for the planet. In fact, companies that won't switch over beyond organic farming need to be prosecuted, including biotech, who's a menace to the planet. There are serious environmental emergencies. They're just not the ones that we're told. Not the fake global warming and all that. It's the real climate destabilization that is being caused on purpose by primarily geoengineering. And that needs to be exposed and stopped immediately. The processed food industry that's making food into the basis of degenerative disease needs to be changed. And the CPS kidnapping of kids from their parents when they won't go along with tyrannical medical procedures. Abolish the Federal Reserve and income tax, both of which are unconstitutional. expose clean and free energy technologies that have been available for more than 100 years, but they're suppressed by violence right now, and that's why they're not available. They're way beyond solar and wind. Look at the work of Stephen Greer if you want backup on that. He needs to learn about and expose Wi-Fi and 5G as more deadly technologies that need to be replaced with human-friendly frequencies, life-friendly frequencies that could do the same thing, and use fiber optic cables wherever possible. Finally, he needs to apologize and work with Russia like the other countries. Russia is not a demon, and he's made a huge mistake by not being open to mutually beneficial alliance with them. That would have helped the world a lot. That's why the Democrats blocked it. So one man can't do all this by himself, obviously. The insanity in the public has to be cured or it won't work. The founders of America knew that the republic would only work with good people in the country. Otherwise, no system is going to be good enough. And we've got to start with ourselves, in my opinion. You don't start by trying to make somebody else change. You change. You know, just like Michael Jackson's song about Man in the Mirror, right? That was a really inspiring song. And it means change yourself. Don't go around as a proselytizing this thing and trying to force other people to change. That is not in line with the whole frequency that we're after. We have to start with ourselves. If you want to, we're about out of time. We have like 50 seconds left. We have a new page on Subscribestar. If you want to help us attempt to stay, you know, doing this work and expand it and eventually build a school, which we really want to do in the long run. We have a new Subscribestar page. You can go there, and if you have the funds to do it, please help us keep going, because this work is full-time. Most of it's totally unpaid. And Subscribestar.com/LostArtsRadio. Also, we have a private club for people that want to do the work of starting on themselves with a supportive environment and sharing the research work I've done on health, real health information that's violently suppressed now, and consciousness tools that you can use to make it easier. That's at planetaryhealingclub.com. That's the access point. If you go there and you're not sure if it's a good idea for you or not, just write to me with any questions, richard@lostartsradio.com. Remember to get on the Lost Arts Radio mailing list. Planetary Healing Club meeting in 30 minutes for those that are already in it. Otherwise, check it out, planetaryhealingclub.com. And I really appreciate your spending the time with us, because I know that your time is very valuable, and it's an honor to be able to talk to you once a week or more on some of our other shows. Check out the Sunday show. I think Mads Palsvi from Denmark is going to be on tomorrow night, and it's always great, really interesting, inspiring people. Thank you. Really appreciate your being here. Have a good rest of the weekend or whatever day you're on in different parts of the country and different parts of the world. And I'll see you next time. Have a good week.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on Subscribestar.com. Just go to Subscribestar.com/LostArtsRadio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once, twice, or three times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sachs, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our Subscribestar levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has three weekly shows. Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on two YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest news selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editors' picks videos right on their homepage. Visit Brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener forum as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month, where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sachs and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at PlanetaryHealingClub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.